Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday. It's
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Hey, Friday time! Party on.
Hey!
Excellent. Hey, you know I'm most happy to be this weekend? Home!
Oh.
Yeah, I'm actually
home.
I'm not on a trip.
You're not on a plane, you're not on a train, or an automobile.
No, it's amazing. I'm just very thrilled about that, Super Don. Thank you for allowing me to stay home one weekend. We got all kinds of stuff to do. It's Healing Revolution Friday. Dr. Frank King getting you ready for spring and summer. I mean, spring's almost gone, but summer for sure. If you got bug bites and snake bites, you know who you are. We got your remedies covered. Also, another interview from Autism One coming up with Sherry Davis and her son Cody talking about dietary shifts to eliminate ADHD. Yes, Ritalin-free kids. And then Liam Sheff heading into the weekend. We'll probably talk more food. Oh, by the way, we're almost to our 1,000th guest since we started the Robert Scott Bell Show back in 2002, 1,000 since then. And we only count each guest once, even if they appear multiple times. So we got to think about that. Let's bring on our newest staff member. His name, Ed Saul, and Super Don, you call him Mr. Ed, but I'm sensitive about these things. how best can we refer to you, Ed? Because I'm greatly appreciative of your support.
Cousin Eddie.
I don't know what to do. What do we call you?
You're
part of the cast of characters, Ed.
Easy Ed? Who knows?
Easy Ed? I don't know if that sounds good. Let's check with your wife on that one.
That almost kind of goes with that butt story that we're going to cover.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, perfect timing. We bring on Ed, our intern, and you go right to a butt story. That's not a good sign.
I don't know about trying this thing out,
Well, listen, he's new. Ed, we gotta be nice and gentle. We're not talking about butts at this point. I'm just saying, welcome him into the team. We don't want to scare him off. Of course, Ed, you are a big supporter and fan of the show.
All right. We have a new intern. Step right over here, please. All right. Turn your head and cough.
No. The point of this story is that there's a robotic rump and it's helping medical school students to avoid being pains in patients' butts. So, you're not a robotic intern. You're a real boy, a real human.
I'm a real boy.
Yes,
Now listen.
Yes.
I cannot believe the picture that's associated with this article. Okay, it's a robot.
Right.
It's not real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they've made it look real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's even got like this virtual reality, like computer screen where it's like the rest of the person that's supposed to be a part of the like robotic butt is like there.
I wonder if it's like programmed to respond accordingly. No, not there. Oh, ow, no. How do they get the feedback? Because these doctors are supposed to know how to do rectal exams, prostate exams in this way, and they're doing it to a robot, which, listen, I understand. Nobody likes to be an experiment, right? Can we have volunteers for proctology students? Come on in. Drop your drawers. So this probably is preferable, but the question is, what kind of feedback programming does it have?
Well, but at least they put a little bit of a human element into the robot thing. They named it.
Yes.
It has a name.
What is
the name of the robot rump?
Yeah.
is Patrick.
Oh, come on. Your son is not going to be pleased.
Patrick. Why Patrick?
Why?
Why? Why would you name it anyway?
Patrick the robotic butt. Ed, this is something that I'm certain that you have some questions about. Again, at 27, the millennial generation, all into technology and electronics. Why can't they just make the phone do this?
They're trying to make these things not ridiculous, but you know, looking at this, you know, mm-hmm. it's the guy looks so serious. You put the hand in there and the screen comes up. It's like, what is going on here? Like, was this something we really had to practice with a robot and a screen?
You know? I like it. It's probably the program, you know, you're going in there and you're supposed to, you know, what is it? A prostate exam, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So, you know, Patrick is sitting there. you're getting warmer.
Oh no.
It's getting warmer. Yeah, no, you're getting colder. Getting colder. Well, warmer.
I don't know.
Moon River.
Yes, I think, and they'll probably have it auto-tuned as well.
On a serious note, yes. I think this might be a transition. For example, with Obamacare, they're trying to reduce the amount of FaceTime you give your doctor. This might be one of the tools they're going to use to like have one doctor give 1,000 people like, you know, their prostate exam kind of thing.
Well, no, now you're talking about, instead of the robotic butt, you're talking about the robotic finger, and there's no real doctor.
You know what?
What?
Let's just move on.
Yeah, I know. Obamacare has given us the robotic finger already. It's enough of that. So, Ed, question. You know, look, I've been at this for a lot of years. Not since you were in diapers, though, I don't think. But the point of the question for you is, if we're to consider our 1,000th guest, and again, I consider you a member of the team here, so you don't count. We're a few guests away. We've got a little bit of time, but not a lot of time to figure this out. I don't know if we put it out to the audience. Who can we reach out to be our 1,000th guest on the Robert Scott Bell Show soon?
I think we should pick someone who's actively in the fight for liberty and someone who's like right now at the forefront. Now, I don't necessarily know who that might be just yet, but I think that would really give credence. You know, that would really bring, you know, for the 1,000th guest, that meets the requirement.
Right. And no, Super Don, not going to be the robotic rectum. No, we're not doing that.
I wanted Patrick
I knew what you were thinking. We're not having Patrick on the robotic rectum. How about, you know, I'm thinking RFK Jr. We've been trying to reach out to him.
Perhaps would be pretty epic. Yeah.
We could, you know, he's doing tremendous work. I admire him greatly for that. And I think that might be, we'll put that out there. Unless we have a better suggestion from one of our listeners really, really quickly. All right. And you can leave us a message at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com or on the social networks where we have, there's a Robert Scott Bell Show on Facebook. There's Twitter at RS Bell Media. Super Don is at It's Super Don. And Ed, do you have a Twitter account associated with what you're doing here with us on the show, or do you just want to put out your regular Twitter account?
I don't have one just yet. I will soon, though.
Okay, because we want to include you in all the frivolity. And in case that we are asked to try or volunteer to be a robotic rectum, you're first in line because that's, you know, low man on the totem pole at this point.
I'll test the poison. I'll test it for you.
Okay. He's good. He's good. Super Don, the Epic Times, we have a new video out. Earlier in the week, we did a GMO video. Today, just released a new video. What did we do? Talked about skin cancer or cells that are all going to be cancerous. We put some perspective there.
Yes, it is the skin cells. There's a certain percentage of your skin cells that, according to certain people, are on the road to cancer.
On the road to cancer.
On the road to cancer.
Right. But I mean, the whole point of this in the mainstream media, when they say this, it's more of a frightening scenario, right? That you have no control over it. Yeah. If you're lucky, you're unlucky, your genes, you're not genes. And, you know, when we talked with Dr. Batar, even last week, he mentioned again, the patients that came to him with skin cancers all had these cancers manifest where the sun don't shine. And literally, I mean, where the sun don't shine.
Patrick.
That's your cue? What? No, not Patrick.
Yeah, that's where the sun don't shine, right?
That's true. But the robotic rectum is not, you know, a cancer screening tool that I know of anyway. Although the EM fields emanating from the robotic rectum could be dangerous for those who stick digits into there. So just looking out for you doctors to be, you proctologists to be. Take a look at the video at epictimes.com. Of course, we're at robertscottbell.com. And I want to say, again, a special thank you. We were together at Autism One last week, Ed, and I can't say thanks enough. I mean, my gosh, amazing to have the help with the website, the daily notes, like you do. You're an excellent writer to compile the kind of things we plan to do each day on the show. And, you know, because of you, I was able to connect with Jeffrey Smith earlier in the week where I wouldn't have had time to do that. For instance, when he was passing through town. So these are the healing meetings that can occur, when I'm not locked down in front of my computer receiving all the EM fields that I am too old to receive.
Oh, well, no thanks to me. This has really been a dream come true.
No. Thanks to you.
What?
You are awesome, Ed. You are.
And I've learned so much already in this short period, just about audio and video production and just, you know, again, the opportunity here to work with you guys and to get to pick your brains.
All I gotta say is watch out, guys, because the Robert Scott Bell Show is shifting into high gear now that we've got our third man.
Right. Well, Ed, I mean, do you want to be, I asked you this earlier, you know, this is your opportunity right out for everybody to hear. Do you want to be referred to Cousin Eddie, Mr. Ed? I mean, I could do Super Ed because there's already a Super Don. I mean, that's easy, but is there any preference or should I ask your wife?
I think the one thing was suggested was easy. Or doesn't have a name or,
he is going for easy Ed.
He is. Well, I was a little nervous about it, but if we don't get any, disapproval, scowling looks from your lovely other half, then, you know, I can go with that. I just, because.
Or Mr. Ed. I think Mr. Ed's a good one too.
Mr. Ed, you like all that? Right. Okay.
Ed, I gotta ask you, are you familiar with who Easy E is?
He's a rapper, right?
Yes, he is. Era?
Okay.
Yes, he is.
But are you familiar with what Mr. Ed was?
He was a donkey or a horse, right?
Talking horse. Yeah. That's why again,
talking horse.
I don't want to take anything away from you. I do like the term easy because you have made my days preparing for the shows easier. So that's very, we'll continue. Table this discussion. We'll come up with something. Those of you out there in the listening audience or supporters of this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, give a big thanks to Ed. And when he has a Twitter account, we'll plug him in. You'll see a picture of him as well. In the show notes, but Super Don, thanks for kicking it off. We got Liam Sheff a little later. We've got Dr. Frank King getting you ready for summer, bug bites, insect bites, and then we've got a special interview from Autism One with Sherry and her son Cody. So stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, on the count of three,
here we go.
Three, two, one.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
We are going to start a revolution, okay?
The revolution will be broadcast.
Woo!
Say you want a revolution.
All right, floating on the wings of the healing revolution, we're back with Dr. Frank King. I'm back in studio. Dr. King, I know you weren't there physically, but you were with me in spirit, and we were teaching folks about the remedies that are so important for recovery within the autism spectrum, focused on vaccinosis recovery, and as well the digestive formulas. We did the upper GI, lower GI. We talked candida, heavy metals, and constitutional enhancement as well. And I tell you what, there's still a lot of folks that need to understand how to integrate homeopathy.
It's, what homeopathy is going to make the world so much healthier as it's, you know, adopted, you know, larger, more largely. It is so important. Do look into also, Robert, that there's a questionnaire going out, you know, to all people, and I encourage anybody that has any experience with homeopathy to fill out that question. And Robert, you probably know it's coming out of, you know, I think National Center for Homeopathy is doing the questionnaire out there, and this is going to help create awareness with the FDA more so, as well, you know, so that they can make logical, good decisions, you know, about homeopathy, because their opinion, the world doesn't know anything about it. What are you doing?
Right.
You know, in all reality, you know, it is, you know, been growing, and they also, there's big pharma knows that they see the numbers of homeopathy growing quite dramatically. So there's a bit of a war, and you can help support that war, not with money, just with, you know, letting the FDA know that your love for homeopathy is, your opinions and are important to us. So do, Robert, you can probably lead them to the right place.
Yes, we have actually linked up in the show notes, this week and today as well. There's a time frame to get it done by June, but I want you to go there, and go at robertscottbell.com, and I'm sure at King Bio, they'll put it out there as well that you can sign up. It's free, no obligation, but obviously if you really care about access to natural medicines and healing, and particularly homeopathic medicine, it would be worthwhile. It won't take long. And it's, like I said, linked up through the National Center for Homeopathy. And I talked with Eric Foxman, a friend of mine who served on the board of the American Association of Homeopathic Pharmacists. And like I said, trying to deal rationally where there's a lot of histrionics and fear, replacing that with calm, cool, maybe chamomilla for the kids, maybe some gelsemium for the adults, but really trying to go at this in a rational way where a lot of folks in the media don't cover it that way.
Well said, Robert. That's our way we can do something very important. We are setting the future with the FDA for homeopathy.
Absolutely. We don't need any more regulation than is necessary. However, the confusion in the marketplace is very real. There are those that have moneyed interest trying to curtail the growth of natural medicines. And I think your input, those of you listening each week to the Healing Revolution, will go a long way in keeping this available and perhaps making it available for more folks to get well. Now, also practical. Here we are in the spring. Some places already feels like summer. We've seen the floods happening recently in Houston and Austin and Texas and other areas. And, of course, these floods are going to drive critters up into higher ground, maybe into your neighborhood, into your home. That includes spiders and snakes. So I think maybe we should be practical about, you know, the appropriate place for homeopathy and first aid care, wound care, spider venom, snake venom, these kinds of things.
Spot on. You know, I love spiders. You know, the most poisonous spider in the world, I've been told, is the daddy long legs.
Yeah, you've mentioned that before, and it's shocking because that's one of the spiders. If we have a fear for spiders, I don't hear anybody afraid of a daddy long leg. You'll let it pick, it'll crawl on you. You're like, oh, that daddy long leg, isn't that okay?
Yes, but it's kind of like the coral snake. You know, they really can't, you know, they're tiny little, they can't bite a human. It has to be a very tiny thing. And then the coral snake is one of the most venomous. But unless it bites your little finger, it's not going to be able to engage its fangs.
Right. But if you talk about, I guess, the ounce for ounce or microgram to microgram, the toxicity of its venom, you begin to see that small things can pack a wallop. And that's what I want to go into with you today. For everybody that's, you know, getting out there, maybe you're cleaning the wood pile, maybe you're clearing out the basement, or maybe you're just reaching into a bag of grapes. We have a story from Epic Times about that and someone being bit by a black widow. Does it mean panic? Are you going to lose a limb? Are you going to lose your life? Let's talk about some things very few people know in counteracting the venoms from the natural world with homeopathic medicine. And we're going to take our first break. It's Healing Revolution Friday. Dr. Frank King is available through kingbio.com. They're at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, including his wonderful book, The Healing Revolution, which I talked about also at Autism One. So check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. We're coming right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My good buddy Paul Baratero is back with some great news, even greater news about Echo Water and the science behind it.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about GMOs a lot. Studies are showing that in certain individuals, GMO foods are causing gut issues. And effectively, when the gut is damaged, these children can't produce gastric ghrelin, which is very important. And so autism is being tied to a lack of gastric ghrelin. But consumption of water with H2 gas, molecular hydrogen, increases ghrelin production. And they're seeing huge benefits to autistic children where it's actually reversing.
Molecular hydrogen is going to be helping a lot of folks.
Oh, yeah.
Echo Water can be found at robertswater.com, robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty?
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them, 800-337-7017.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, Dr. King, I remember, you know, learning about homeopathy, and you know my story. I told it at 24 years of age when I first learned about it. I didn't know about it at all at that point. I began to study the single ingredient remedies and learn about their properties and things. And, you know, some of the remedies include ledum, L-E-D-U-M, which is also often indicated for spider bites. But also, as we've talked extensively about detoxing the body by supporting the liver, the kidneys, the lymph, all of that, and how I was able to deal with a spider bite that was pretty nasty by working with maybe a little non-traditional remedies. So let's target the direct remedies and also the indirect remedies and how to help folks overcome the venomous assault of the little spiders, the big spiders, and other things.
It's, Robert, it's called Bug Away. And, you know, we developed Bug Away, way back. Really, we started with, we found certain patients that, we had that, you know, or you'll find that we'll all find this true in our lives that you could be out, at an evening party somewhere in the backyard and we're all having fun and it's all beautiful, enjoying a nice breeze and the sounds of nature. And then, and there's always the other person saying, oh, these gnats or these mosquitoes, or aren't they bothering you? And I'm looking around like, oh, no, what is going on? And so the issue is that certain people have, put off of what is a pheromone or lack of pheromone, really, that allows the bugs to be attracted to you. And other people have the kind of pheromone that they put out that keeps bugs away. And we'll see this with plants as well in my study with organic farming. Mm-hmm. We know healthy plants repel bugs, where unhealthy plants, you know, will attract the bugs. And so what we're dealing with is, you know, in plus having, you know, a balance of a permaculture in a sense where you have this, not a monoculture, you know, where bugs can go, but you know, there's these companion plants where certain plants help protect the other plants, you know, from, you know, overconsumption from a bug.
Right.
So people will be, somehow draw bugs to them at the party and you pick them out and, you know, they're swatting and dealing with bugs and we're not. And so what that is, the difference, there's things in the homeopathic Bug Away formula that are designed to help keep the bugs away from us, where it activates that pheromone, you know, so that it keeps the bugs away from us and stops the bugs from bugging us, Robert.
Yeah, I love that you went right to the prevention first, because many people have yet this season anyway to experience some massive bug attacks. So it's like, let's see if we can circumnavigate that for them so they won't suffer as much as they've done in the past. But isn't it also possible, and I know, of course, the answer, it's easy, to address some of the bug bite issues before they happen, but some of the remedies are similar in terms of responding to them after they occur. I know it's not always the same, but there is a crossover.
Yes. And, you know, not only, you know, the thing is, it's keeping the bugs away, first of all, not from a strong aromatic. You don't have to put citronella all over you and go and start getting nauseated yourself from the smell. So it is totally a scent free. It's something you take both internally, really, that fixes it, but you could also spray it topically to address a bite, as well. And so, yes, so first is prevention, as you so well said. And then, of course, if you do get bit, or, you know, I've been seeing so many people, even our fellow workers here, that, you know, coming in and say, Dr. King, can you look at this? And, you know, I say, okay, yep, that's a, you know, at least it's a non-lethal, non-serious spider bite.
Right.
Seeing a lot of them right now. And it, right now, as it seems to be that time of year, and between now and fall, they, where they really start also speeding up, you know, increasing their activity for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, lots of spider bites, and, you know, we can, prevent those by simply, you know, having the bug away around. And if you do get bit, spray it topically over the bite, as well as take it internally. So you treat it from the inside out, as well as from the outside in. And, you know, and so that's what's nice about the pure water-based spray.
Yes.
It doesn't stain any clothes. It makes it very practical. You can spray it on wherever you get bit,
mm-hmm.
As well as taking it internally to correct it from both ways.
You know, what I did going back, and I don't know, it was a pretty serious bite that I had many years ago. I don't know if it was a brown recluse, but, you know, some of these that are so vicious that there's necrotizing of tissue. In other words, your tissue just dies. If you've ever seen images like this, it's scary. But by utilizing homeopathy like the bug away, even locally, I was seeing immediate response of the oozing, if you will, of the poison, the venom, right back out where the bite had occurred. And so I was able to circumvent a more serious situation by using natural remedies in homeopathy, like curing like being a basis, but comprehensively understanding the detox pathways of the body and supporting it simultaneously. And I think that's where the knowledge and experience that you have is, how do I say it? It's more comprehensive than those that sometimes take an overly simplistic view or look at this.
Robert, it is. And it's something, you know, I recommend everybody have through their summer. You know, are two most important things. I would have the bug away, and I would keep our 911 stress control. And I love that product because it is more than, you know, number one, it just melts the stress. It makes stress a good thing. You know, it helps us positively process stress, but it works from all levels, mental stress, emotional stress. And now also it works with physical stress. So that can be, I used it last year, mm-hmm. when I burned my finger on the grill. You ever do that one, Robert?
Oh, yes. I remember you told the story and you utilized that 911 stress control to great effect.
Yes. So, and it is wonderful to take for any type of, again, physical, mental, or emotional type trauma. And so I recommend, you know, the 911 stress control to complement everything from a scraped knee to a drive-by shooting. And, you know, it's a powerful, powerful remedy. So between those two, having those in your household will certainly make everybody happier,
right.
and save those uncomfortable itching problem factors or pains or whatever that you might be having from, whether it's a bug bite or a scraped knee or a burn of any kind. So do consider those factors, those two remedies as my two favorite ones I make sure we have with us no matter where we're going. Tubing down the French Broad River here.
Right.
Last weekend.
Nice.
And I was able to go down the river and enjoy it. And, you know, I didn't really put anything on but sprayed some 911 stress on my skin. And didn't, you know, I got it. A little reddening of the skin, but no sunburn. And
nice.
It was a great, I didn't have my farmer, you know, I've had areas exposed that wasn't not my normal.
The farmer tan, so to speak, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You got it.
Well, there was a story on Epic Times just the other day, in fact, yesterday published, about a Vermont woman who innocently, you know, bought a bag of grapes, reached into the grapes, and there was a black widow spider in there, and she had to go to the hospital. Now, she's okay. And black widows, even though they sound scary, they don't typically kill a human, but they can create injury and damage. These venoms are pretty potent. As we say, what do we do to counteract them? You know, I mentioned a lot of ingredients you can get and you can see in the bug away that exists there. But I want to add into the mix that you should always have something like a liver detox support, because your excretory system will have to metabolize the venom, the poisons as well, a little bit extra burden. And if you support that pathway, it will minimize the longer term or lingering aspect of recovery.
Yes, always in the detox. And when we're talking detox, it's finding your, where, what part of your body might not be detoxing. And that could be the liver. It could be, in so many cases, it's the lymphatic system. So we have the lymph detox to be able to address that. And, you know, and we also have one called blood kidney detox. Mm-hmm. Those three products are designed to hit the three weaknesses we have in our ability to detox. And so, and then we have something that's really simple, if you like, and sometimes this will work best for people, is the total body detox. It has some of the ingredients of each of those three remedies. So two ways you can go if you want to just get one product. Get the total body detox, and then if you know you have a really problematic area in any one of those three places, liver, lymph, or blood kidney, then, you know, you can go those specifically if you need to.
Right. And I do like the blood kidney detox that you said the focus on, because there is a lot of burden that the kidneys do have to process unusual, like I said, toxic poisons or venomous metabolites in this regard, and that puts it at additional stress. So I'm encouraging all of y'all that listen to us each week on the Healing Revolution segments of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I know some of you, or probably many of you, probably have been stocking up in your medicine cabinet, so you have these remedies at the ready. But I thought this is a perfect time with all the thing, seasonal shift in the Northern Hemisphere, the flooding rains, the driving of critters and bugs and spiders into areas where you're not real thrilled about it. And should you or your kids be exposed, that you'll be at the ready. And, you know, the point of what Ty Bollinger and I did with Unlock the Power to Heal as well is to kind of give practicality to bring that power to heal back to you at home. And that's the Healing Revolution, as Dr. King has written so extensively in his book, The Healing Revolution. All of these things serve to bring something that we've abandoned over generations now in America back home where it needs to be. And therefore, the appropriate place for medical intervention would not be overwhelmed or overburdened by unnecessarily or needlessly, because we're able to take care of so much at home.
Boy, Robert, I love your message, man. Almost as much as I love you. You're what a great guy. If there's somebody you want to attach yourself to in this world that'll make your life better, it'll be Robert Scott Bell. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. The vitamin L is flowing today, Dr. King. Well, we're going to be together. I want to remind everybody before we take a break here, we are going to be together at the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, and this is happening June 24th through 27th, I believe, and coming up in about a month from now in Nashville, Tennessee. And we have in the show notes the link up, and we have a lot of good friends that are reuniting for this. Our friend Ty Bollinger will be there. Michael Haley and family will be there from Stockton LO1. Paul Baratero, our good buddy from Echo. And wow, it's just going to be a tremendous place that you don't have to be a colon hydrotherapist to appreciate the people that are coming and the things you will be able to learn. So stick with us. We're going to wrap up this edition of Healing Revolution Friday with Dr. Frank King, a little bit more practical spring and summer perspectives. When we come back, check it out. The links are up at robertscottbell.com and kingbio.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSB. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I almost want to sing over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go, although I will probably butcher the song, so I'll hold the tune not. But the idea of getting out into the woods, right, in the summer, clearing the land, the spring cleaning, the planting in the garden. Hopefully it's already been done a lot, but more of it is occurring now. And not only do we talk about spiders and snakes, but what about poison ivy, poison oak, things like that? We've been successful in dealing with this homeopathically for years. But again, another expansion of understanding that you don't have to suffer. You may not even have to resort to Benadryl in dealing with these things.
That's right. It's real simple in homeopathy. We try to keep it simple. And that is, we use poison ivy, oak, and sumac formula for poison ivy, oak, and sumac issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a wonderful thing. There's so many testimonies we get on this product. It's just amazing. Especially we're in Asheville, North Carolina, which is an outdoor place. You know, it's a place where people love to go hiking and mountain biking and, you know, enjoy the outdoors and, you know, beautiful green mountains, known as the oldest mountains in the world. And, you know, with that comes lots of topsoil in these mountains and why they're so green. And also why we have the greatest diversity of fauna in the United States here. And that's the greatest diversity of different plants and trees and shrubs. But we also have great diversity of bugs. So even though we don't have too many, I mean, I rarely see a mosquito, you know, in our farm area where we live. Now, if you're deep in the woods, you're probably going to find some more mosquitoes. But, you know, with our farm and our balance of animals and ecology, we, you know, and you know what? You want to keep bats around, Robert.
Yes, absolutely.
And I put up bat houses, all things. You know, we have our barns, you know, where we encourage bats to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
We were just having a talk about bat poop the other day.
Guano, yes.
Yeah, yes. And, you know where that, you know, that's a homeopathic remedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's also used in, cosmetics. Is that right, Robert?
I believe so. And I remember Dr. King when we were in Georgia, similar, you know, North Georgia is a lot like North Carolina, the foothills of the Appalachians. And we had a few bats and they were like in the grates of the attic. You know, they were on the outside of the attic, but in the grates. And boy, in the evenings, they were having a feast, even, you know, with the mosquitoes that were in the woods there. So I love bats.
Yeah. You know, the average bat would eat approximately 100,000 mosquitoes per night.
That's incredible.
Now, that makes them my friends.
Yes.
Oh, you know, they've never got into my hair. How about yours?
No, they haven't actually. But for those of you that think they're all, you know, evil and suck your blood, they don't. They eat the mosquitoes that suck your blood. That's a good thing.
Yeah, well said again. And, you know, that's what I, you know, so we want to keep that balance of things. You know, I've bought little casts that you release, you know, where, you know, we put, and you can propagate your land with praying mantises. How about that? And those go, aren't those pretty?
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful. And they'll go around and eat a lot of the bugs and things. Even though you hardly see them move, they know how to catch bugs. And so, also ladybugs. We used to buy, you know, little things where they hatch out the ladybugs.
And mm-hmm.
If you don't have many ladybugs in your area, you want those kind of good things. they complement the bug away formula. Now, you know, the bug away only keeps those pesky bugs away. And, you know, it's not killing bugs. It's
right.
It's not a
pesticide.
EPA pesticide. It's a totally safe method, to, you know, awaken your body to keep the predatorial bugs away.
Right, right.
You know, a gal asked me just the other day, she said, well, let's keep, you know, bad choices in men away. And I said, well, I would certainly give it a try.
Yeah. Or as Jimmy Buffett used to sing, the sharks that swim on the land.
Yes. You know, help you make better choices in friends.
Right, right.
But, you know, so we have the, poison ivy,
poison oak and sumac. And I know we got less than a minute left, and I just want to make sure people also, outdoor activity, wounds recovery, one of my favorite remedies. It's not just for dental work anymore, but you're out doing your thing and you get a wound of any kind. Sprains and strains formula when you're out there working the land as well. Good to consider.
Yes, the back, neck, muscle, and joint injuries. We all maybe get become a weekend warrior and doing things we're not used to doing, and arm or shoulder or whatever. Robert, I think, you know, it takes care of that stiff neck that I think you had one time. And so it's be ready.
Yes.
You know, it's nice to have those. It's not if you have these issues.
Yeah, it's when. It's when. And we're not discouraging medical care where appropriate, but we just want to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. And that's the reminder here as we wrap up, Dr. King. What is it?
If you know it, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, cranking up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show with more from Autism One. We got a mom and a son together, and the website, allnaturalmomof4.com. And that is Sherry Davis and her son Cody are joining me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sherry, welcome.
Thank you.
Cody?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? You ever done radio before?
No.
No? You're awesome already. I can tell. It's a natural. You're 14. Sherry, your son Cody, at one point, you told me before, it was, would you say, severely in the ADHD scenario? It wasn't an autism diagnosis. It was more ADHD.
No,
right?
He was classic ADHD.
Okay.
Just running everywhere, couldn't sit still, just constantly touching kids next to him, extremely impulsive, tons of energy. In preschool, his teacher wrote on his report card, red flags for ADHD in big red letters.
Red flags. So, you know, we've talked about the fact that many school systems will kind of rush the parents to say, hey, put little Johnny or little Cody on an ADHD medication.
Right.
He has a methylphenidate.
deficiency. You know what methylphenidate is?
No.
It's a PMP, but it is also known as Ritalin. You've heard of Ritalin, right?
They say,
you know your friends take
it. Yeah.
I've heard that, and I don't want you to ever do this, but they take them and crush them and snort them. I mean, it's crazy what's happening out there with this drug because it alters the mind. It's amphetamine. Now, in your experience, did you go through the allopathic medical route at first and say, okay, we don't know what to do. Let's give him some medication, see what happens.
No, that wasn't even an option for me. He was 4 years old, so, and, you know, I had him at home, so I was already on that natural path.
Okay.
So, for me, it wasn't even an option. So, I had heard another mom mention hyperactivity and dyes, that she had linked that to her kids' problems. So, okay. I went online and I typed in hyperactivity and dyes. Because I had no idea that dyes could cause hyperactivity. I had no clue. Mm-hmm. And up popped the Feingold diet. So
okay.
I'm like, okay. So I looked into that. And for about 6 months, we removed just dyes. And that did help.
Okay.
We noticed a difference, but he was still off. You know, he was still hyper, still some of the same symptoms, just a little bit less.
Right.
So then I decided to just go ahead and join Feingold because at the time it was $75. And I thought, I can read labels myself. You
what
know,
is
I'll
Feingold? A deli? What is it? Let everybody know.
It's the Feingold Association. Dr. Feingold in the 70s did research and discovered that kids who remove dyes, artificial flavors, and certain preservatives, the preservatives BHT, TBHQ, and BHA, and removed foods that are high in salicylates.
Yeah.
So things like tomatoes, berries, grapes, all the things that you think are great for your kids.
Some kids don't respond well to that. Yeah.
Right. Some kids can't metabolize the salicylates, usually because of leaky gut or because of low PST enzymes in their systems.
Right.
So Feingold, the association, they formed a membership or an association where they research all of the foods and they find out which foods don't have the dyes, artificial flavors, and the preservatives.
So they give you some good guidance there.
Yeah. They give you a whole shopping guide of a food list that tells you. So it's easy. You can just go there because some of these ingredients are hidden.
Like, right. Sure.
Right. Like BHT can be sprayed on the bags of like cereal and they're not going to list that on the box. Mm-hmm. But that's seeping into your foods. And
very good point.
These symptoms.
Yeah. These subtlety. Now, talk to me briefly again. At 4, ADHD, you said intense. How soon after you started pulling the dyes out again that you saw changes in his behavior?
2 days.
2 days, so very quickly.
Yes, that's when we started the Feingold diet. Mm-hmm. So that's when we pulled everything, the dyes, artificial flavors, preservatives, and high salicylates.
Okay.
Within 2 days, he was a completely different child. Everyone else noticed it too. I said he could be the poster child for Feingold because it was so dramatic.
Did his teacher say, oh, you put him on Ritalin, thank you?
No, I actually,
did
he was in preschool for the first semester. I had pulled him out. This was before we started Feingold because I was like, I think he's going to get kicked out of preschool.
Right.
So I kind of just kept him home for a semester. The next year, I put him back in school. Mm-hmm. Actually, in kindergarten, it was a different school. The teacher, I told her, we sat through a parent-teacher conference. She had not one negative thing to say about him. Just everything was positive. So at the end of it, I said, you know, last year his preschool teacher told me that she saw red flags for ADHD.
Yeah.
And she said she saw no signs of ADHD.
Nothing.
And we didn't either.
Right.
I mean,
you know, this sounds like, I don't know if you guys have seen the video online of this study that was done, 2 week study. Family, I think this is one of the Scandinavian countries. They all eat conventionally grown food, pesticide-laden food, and they took urine samples of the mom, the dad, the kids, and everything to test levels, and you know, high levels of stuff coming out. And then they switched them to organic, took the levels every day. By 2 weeks, and the kids especially, undetectable pesticide levels out.
Wow.
Yeah, almost nothing.
I didn't know you could clear it that fast.
Well, and I said this because they don't go into that. I said there's probably, well, I know there's bioaccumulation in there that hasn't, but the fact of the matter is the ongoing exposure by eliminating it, whoosh, drop that fast. So you're dealing with the acute always incoming, you know, like, you know, I'm sure Feingold addresses some of this as well, but this was specifically focused on pesticides that they could measure. And, you know, I've said go organic, you know, or grow your own. Do something to get the inflow of these inflammatory, toxicological burdens from coming in so your body can start the healing processes. And even removing, as you said, BHT, certain preservatives, already gives your body like a tenfold response to say, oh, okay, one less poison. Okay, let's take that energy and do something positive with it. And you saw the improvement very rapidly.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we're talking with Sherry Davis and Cody. And her website, allnaturalmomof4.com. That's the number 4. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I got to ask you, Cody, the switch to diet. I mean, obviously you're 4. It's not like you're now at 14 if mom was saying you got to switch your diet so much. But obviously she's raised you differently than probably many of your friends in terms of cleanliness of food. And how do you deal with that interaction? You know, my kids have to deal with this as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when I was four, I remember like I missed like mozzarella sticks and stuff and being able to like eat that.
Yeah.
And like just like a bunch of like McDonald's and other stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really frustrating to not be able to eat that when I could like see all my friends eating that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually I just kind of got used to it and I was just like, yeah, I don't even want the stuff they're eating anymore because it's so gross and like processed and all that.
Yeah. A lot of time, like the desserts that I would send to school and stuff, the other kids want what my kids are having.
Oh yeah. No,
because
yeah.
they're just funner looking, you know,
sure.
or something.
Well, it's like the kids at school, they ask my wife, you know, when they have a birthday, can you bring those organic cupcakes that she makes? They're the best. They, you know, and it's all, you know, some of the real food we all identified growing up, but happens to be of cleaner quality.
Right.
None of the pro-inflammatory components necessarily in that way. I remember meeting and interviewing Russell Blaylock. He wrote Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and many others about these excitotoxins coming in, these additives, even at parts per million, devastating to these children and adults. And that simply, again, by removing them, it's not rocket science necessary to figure this out. And eventually, we give kids like Cody and my kids the opportunity to learn, because if you, I don't know if you've ever tried to sneak, you can tell me, she's not listening, out back to the drive-thru when she's not looking and what happens. I don't know if you've ever kind of cheated a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how your body reacts to that?
Now, not so much. Like, I can go off the Feingold diet a little bit and I'll still be fine, just because I have like a cleaner gut and just like overall health is like better now.
Mm-hmm.
But back like, maybe when I was like seven or so, and if I went off the diet just like a little bit, I'd have like a reaction and I would like get all the ADHD symptoms back and kind of like act like I did when I didn't have the Feingold diet.
But what kind of signs does your body give you if you eat something wrong now? I mean, your body's going to tell you stuff because you're much cleaner. Mm-hmm. But what would it say?
Sometimes I'll get a headache or just like generally sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly headaches. So I'll just get headaches sometimes.
But you're not looking at it as an aspirin deficiency, are you? Right? Oh, man, I didn't take my aspirin today. That's why I have a headache, right?
Yeah.
I know it's silly to say it, but think about this. This is how people are programmed in our culture to grow up. We see moms and dads typically, oh, you got an ache? Take a drug, right? And so we teach our kids this. You're growing up and saying, oh, I got a headache. I wonder what was in the food. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's like, what did I eat?
My kids, too, give them the opportunity to screw up once they're clean enough to understand the relationship to the quality of food that comes in. And you become your own rocket scientist, PhD in nutrition, because your body doesn't lie. But if you're always on that food, you're always ADHD, you're always having these symptoms, you don't know what from anything. You know, so there's the feedback loop, the communicate, it's not there, and you don't give kids the opportunity to learn that their bodies are smarter than the PhD scientists, right? Isn't that cool?
Yep.
You have a PhD in your own body.
Yeah. He's been learning a lot this week, too. He's been going to some of the presentations here at Autism One.
Awesome.
So he's liked it.
Anything that jumped out at you and said, wow, that was really cool. I want to learn more about that.
Dr. Klinghart's speech was really good. He talked about, like, how important melatonin is. And, like, you need melatonin before you can, like, use glutathione to clear yourself of heavy metals to heal from, like, vaccine injuries and stuff.
Okay.
And that was just interesting to find out.
Wait. You said you're 14. You said glutathione. There's something wrong here.
He knows about glutathione. We used
Mom,
to put
what
the,
are you doing?
We used to do the glutathione gel on the back of their small of their backs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
I love this. This is so fun. This is so much fun. So you're, like I said, you're way smarter than a fifth grader. And a sixth grader. So, and most of your teachers, you know stuff they don't know. You
she
realize
does.
That.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with that without getting in trouble?
I do get in trouble sometimes. They're like, I remember in like fifth grade, we had a birthday, one of my friends, and I told the teacher, I was like, hey, you shouldn't feed them this stuff. And I told her something about Feingold, and she pretty much just like ignored me and told me like I was just like,
get out of here, kid. You're bothering me, right?
Yeah.
I joke with my kids. I was like, you're just a kid. You don't know. And of course, they're like, Dad, you know, you taught me. Come on.
Yeah.
Of course I know. So I think it's very cool that you got a mom that has done this.
I'm really lucky.
Yeah. It's like, in this, I mean, we always can complain a little bit about mom. It's just what we do as kids, right? But at the same time, what you're learning now is preparing you for a world that many of your peers, many of my peers even today, but more, you know, when I was growing up, completely unconscious about this. Gives you an opportunity to help others genuinely when they're ready. I mean, you don't want to beat them over the head with the Feingold diet or anything else, but you want to be there. You don't want to be all silent all the time either. I mean, if you see something, you can find a way to communicate, and that's part of the learning process, how and when to talk and not get beaten, you know, back because you're sensitive to where people are at.
Right. Yeah, that's why I like Feingold. It's a good foundation and like a start off to people that like they'd have no idea they're just eating all the foods that they think are healthy for their kids.
Yeah.
It's a great starting point.
Well, you guys are awesome. Really appreciate and enjoy you. I hope we stay in touch. Sherry Davis.
Definitely.
Cody, we've got the links up to your website as well. And tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
Yeah, and then also I just wrote a book called All Natural Mom's Guide to the Feingold Diet.
Can you stick around for – actually, I'm gonna hold you over. Okay?
All right.
Don't go anywhere. I want to talk about that book when we come back.
Okay, great.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, bonus round with Sherry Davis and her son Cody. Really bright lights here, and we talk about the website allnaturalmomofour.com. But in there, we almost forgot to talk about your book. It's there in the website, isn't it? The link to the book?
Yep.
Tell me about it.
At the top left.
What's it called again?
It's called All Natural Mom's Guide to the Feingold Diet. And I wrote this book because I'd been blogging about Feingold for a few years, and mostly because I had never heard of the Feingold diet when my son was 4. And because of what such a dramatic change that I saw in him, I just wanted everyone to know about it. So I started blogging about it, and then my second child ended up having high-functioning autism. So we kind of moved on.
And non-vaccinated.
Right, she's never been
fascinating.
Vaccinated.
Interesting, fascinating. We suspected, we talked off the air a little bit of internal mercury burden. You know, again, everybody's ability to methylate different, so might have been impacted as a second child, huh? Interesting.
Yes. I have one mercury filling, and then I was vaccinated, of course, growing up, got the MMR at 16. So I know I passed on quite a bit to my kids. But interestingly, each of my kids, I cleaned up my diet and supplements and started taking care of myself better, did GFCF. My fourth child has no issues.
Okay.
My third child suffers from seizures. Mm. So they kind of like progressively got a little bit better as I started cleaning up everything, you know. Yeah, so I started blogging about GFCF supplements, DAN doctors, different stuff like that. Mm. But I just kept getting email after email after email about the Feingold diet and people wanting to know how they can keep their kids off ADHD meds and just an alternative to that. So I started going back to Feingold, and then I decided to just put together a book so that people just to give a good overview of how to do the Feingold diet, what it's about, and then just sharing our experience with it as well, our personal story.
Yeah, and Cody, not holding you to this, but do you sense that you want to go into the sciences, to doctoring, to nutrition? It's an interesting upbringing. You're just going to be, I'm sick of this, Mom. I don't want to go into it, but what are you sensing at this age? I know, again, almost 15, so I won't hold you to it.
I really have no idea what I want to do right now. But
Good answer.
Either way, I'm definitely going to keep on, like, keeping up with Feingold and just, like, a generally healthier lifestyle because of, like, all the stuff I know about, like, nutrition and everything.
Yeah.
And everything I've been learning here at Autism One.
Yeah, he went to the keynote, which was about vaccines.
Right.
And he says, I'm never vaccinating my kids.
Yeah, I was so excited.
That I will hold you to, my friend.
I will, too.
Yeah, I will hunt you down and find you if you forget that, okay?
Yeah.
Now, are you doing any athletics as well?
I play track, and... Mm-hmm. I'm looking into playing soccer next year.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So that means you're entering 9th grade?
10th grade.
Going into 10th.
Sophomore.
Wow. Okay. So same as my son. All right. So yeah. Same. That's really cool. So in the area that you're in, I'm really excited to know about you and to know, you know, that you're actually what I consider bright lights in your community. And of course, outreaching beyond that with your book, of course, right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Your message is an important one. And I just want to remind everybody that even if it's one thing, it's better than zero things, right?
Right.
Everything you can do will pay you back.
Right. That's what I stress in my book. It's like, even if you can't join Fine Gold, there's definitely things you can do to make better choices in food. Mm-hmm. And just having that knowledge of knowing, like, dyes could cause all these issues and all these different other additives as well.
Mm-hmm. Cody, any message for all our other teenage listeners? Because they're there. It's weird. I know. Why do they listen to a health show? But we have a good time here. We rock the health world. So,
yeah. I guess to just make sure that you, like, keep telling people about it and not, like, keeping silent and, like, spread the information around.
Speak out.
Yeah.
Speak out.
Make sure people know about that.
Except in class when your teacher says, don't you dare, right?
Yeah.
But when he was in first grade, he asked me, he's like, Mom, can I make little business cards of Fine Gold to hand them out to the moms when they pick up their kids?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Because he wanted everyone else to know and to do it.
Listen, it's an interesting thing, Cody, to know what you know at this age, to be in an environment where most people don't.
Yeah.
And it's a gift. At the same time, it can be a curse because you want to be able to tell everybody. And not always is it accepted, welcome, lovingly, knowingly. And sometimes you're up against the world. So just ride it out. Let go of those things. If there's any backlash, just let it roll off you like the water on a duck's back and keep on, because the people that are ready for it are there for you. And eventually those folks that aren't, they'll come back around.
Right.
You know? I appreciate you too.
Okay.
And say hi to the rest of the family. Maybe we'll get the rest of them on eventually. And you guys keep putting that message out there. Everybody read the book. Of course, we have it linked up in the show notes, All Natural Mom's Guide to the Fine Gold Diet.
Yep.
The website, All Natural Mom of 4, that's the number 4.com. And it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you ever want to call in, 866-939-BELL, even when we're off the air, 866-939-2355, we can get back to you or answer your question on the air later. Or leave a message there at the website. So stick around. Lots more healing to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, from the Fine Gold Diet at Autism One to the Liam Chef Diet, which is ever changing, perhaps. No, it's always clean like the Fine Gold Diet, because he doesn't like additives, preservatives, colorings, and flavorings. Do you, Liam, my friend?
No, or juice.
What? You don't like juice? I thought you juiced. You don't juice.
No, you got to restart this.
What did you say? Did you say juice? Oh, my gosh. Well, there's no restarting in radio. We're live.
I was joking.
Of course you're joking. We're both of Jewish heritage. So what are you going to say?
I know. That was a joke.
It was a very funny joke.
All right.
Henny Youngman, take my friend, please.
I know.
Did you hear what he just said?
I know.
Listen, a little irreverence to get us through the weekend.
No, I was watching Louis C.K., right? He has the dirt, foul-mouthed comedian. He was doing a comedy thing, and he was talking about how he feels uncomfortable out in the country. Mm-hmm. And he said, I live in New York. It's full of murderers and rapists. And Jews. And, you know, it was a joke.
Of course. No. Listen, we don't get offended easily here. So.
Okay. All right.
All right. But anyway,
okay,
yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the show, Robert.
Now back to the show. Hey, yeah. Dietary shifts. You were at Autism One. Was it last year or 2 years ago now?
It was about 16 years ago.
16 years ago. But I mean, the profound experience there was really seeing the pain and the struggle of these families with these kids who have been injured by vaccines. And even now, as we covered things like diet, if they're not full on into what we call the autism spectrum, the higher functioning or the ADHD, I love the messages coming out. It's like we're learning the hard way that the food that we eat does indeed matter.
You want to get an amen for me?
I knew you were going to take the devil's advocate. No, we can eat.
No.
Yeah, of course not.
Okay. So I became vegetarian a long time ago because I'd eaten a lot of meat and it never really agreed with me. And then I became vegetarian. I studied macrobiotics, which is just local in season, et cetera, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't advocate veganism or anything like that. But I hate milk. I hate it. And I don't like butter. And I know people are going, how can't you like butter? Butter is more tolerable than milk. I always hated the stink of eggs, and I had eaten so much meat it was just enough.
That was your family upbringing. It was a carnivorous Western diet, was it not, upbringing?
Oh. God, yeah. Everything was protein. Everything was protein. So I was overdosing on meat. And then I found Indian food and Asian food, and I was just much happier.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just felt like having an egg recently. So I know that's not a big deal for most people who eat like 6 eggs a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been – no, I'm not – I haven't like – I've eaten all kinds of stuff that I didn't know I was eating. Like I would eat a Chipotle, and they'd have pork and the beans, and I didn't know.
You didn't know, yeah. Do you remember meeting what she's known as Healthy Chef Alex Jameson? She was the girlfriend of Morgan Spurlock.
Are you kidding? Right? I love Alex.
Yeah. And do you remember, because she was pretty hardcore vegan, and at a certain point, she says her body was telling her, I need to eat some animal protein. That was her body. And she came out and said that, and she was just pilloried, hate spewed out from the people that loved her moments before, just based on her food choices.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I don't like eating it. I mean, nobody should have done that to her. I don't like eating animals. I tried eating some fish the other day and I just still didn't like it, but mm-hmm. I'm going to eat an egg because you don't have to, you don't have to kill anything. You're just.
So philosophically, you can make a little better peace with eating an egg.
It just doesn't bother me. I mean, I don't know if I'll like it, but I just felt like I might be missing some things, and I'll tell you why. I haven't been to a dentist in like 50, 60 years, probably literally 20 years. I haven't been to a dentist. So I'm going to go get my teeth cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
And my gums are a little too high because I clench my jaw.
Right.
Probably a lot of people do this. And then I brush too hard. So I've raised my, so I'm going to have to get like some like cadaver gums or something one day put in.
Oh,
or
no,
just
no. But
yeah, one of those big, like I'll just pull, I'll be one of those 50, 60 year olds, just pull out my teeth and like make faces. No, it's not
well,
that bad. It's not that
bad. I gather that you're thinking some of the aspects of food in terms of, we've talked about this, building foods, growing, you know, foods that facilitate growth of tissue, for instance.
I don't know. I just thought, am I missing anything? Mm-hmm. I'll have an egg. Okay. I'll have an egg once in a while if I like that.
So what about the concept of bone broth, you know?
I'll probably have a sip. I'm going to see our good friend Charles Weber. He'll give me a sip or two. It's not my favorite thing.
I understand.
But I can understand. I can understand the value of it. Mm-hmm. So I'll have a
big hugs to Charles.
See him. He's a big guy. So I'm going to have to give him a big hug.
Bear hug.
I know.
Listen, I really enjoy talking food with you or anybody really. I just think it's a fun topic, although I still am amazed at the time when we began our discussions on food, paleo versus vegetarianism versus veganism, that it somehow was more controversial than saying HIV doesn't cause AIDS or has not been identified by the HIV test, which used to be really controversial, but maybe people are like, on that.
Well, right. Or vaccines cause autism. It's worse to say that eating a paleo diet really isn't very good for you because there is no paleo diet anymore unless you're going to collect crickets.
Crickets and also eat a lot of organ meats because, you go back into the dawn of when you did kill animals for survival, you weren't eating muscle. That was for the scavengers.
Right. You needed the things with the nutrients. So you're eating small animals, and I mean rodents. and rabbits and guinea pigs and anything, and lizards, a lot of lizards, you know, if you're in the tropics, occasionally monkeys. But you're also, you're eating a lot of roots, and you're eating a lot, you're just eating anything that's edible, and including a lot of things that have these, you know, deadly phytic acid. You're eating roots that you have to chew and slightly rot in order for them to be digestible. That's the paleo diet, is whatever's around. But factory farmed, or even, you know, free ranged, wildly inbred cattle, I don't think is paleolithic at all.
No, I would have to say that our version of paleo, for most, at the risk of offending people, because we never do that, is really not.
I think I started this episode by offending a lot of people with a joke.
All right,
so
you would never. No, we would never. We got to lighten it up from time to time. Listen, it was intense, as you know. You felt it when we were at Autism 1.
I eat Jewish food, by the way.
You do? Gefilte fish?
No, Chinese food.
Oh, Chinese food.
Yeah, that's Jewish food. I don't know where you're from.
Oh, now I do remember that. That's right. But you're hungry 30 minutes later.
That was the best food. Like, in the Jewish family, that's where I was exposed to the most.
Asian food.
Yeah, Asian food and Indian. That was my first Indian exposure. That was the life changer for me.
Mm-hmm. When I was in England, and, you know, we went out to with Dr. Rob Verkirk, who you know, and Mel.
I
had to, you know, dig to find the organic food that I like so much. And I went to a place called Planet Organic, but we went out a couple of times, the nights before, in the area wasn't Notting Hill. Notting Hill has all of the organic restaurants. And one night we went out to a farm to table place called Bumpkin. And I did have like organic quality fish and chips, which is great. But two nights prior, we were doing the seminars with them, and it was really intense. Didn't have the ability to go far. And we went to why they call it ethnic restaurants, but, like we went to, an Asian, Indian place, which was really high quality. And my body, you know, my body is the decider, right? It's like, I try not to do mental constructs on these things. And I listen to my body. I did very well on it. And then Asian, I don't know, it was Thai, but it wasn't Thai. It was very unusual, but both times my body did very well. Lots of spices, which I think are very good for digestion, circulation, et cetera.
And, well, they're also anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory.
Exactly. Yes. And so, you know, as the message is, grow your own food. And if you can't, go out to Chinese food that doesn't have MSG in it, perhaps. Is that our message?
Our message is eat more Indian food. The problem with Indian restaurants is that they use gutter oil. You know, you have they use the canola oil.
Lots of sugars too. They'll add for the Western palate. I think this one I went to was very authentic because, again, my body is very sensitive. Like, I've been out to, you know, even Chipotle, I got to be careful, and my body will tell me what is good or what is not. And in this case, I just, as we're talking food here, I'm urging you, like you're doing, Liam, you're somehow sensing, okay, I want an egg, right? Not that you want an egg, but your body's saying, egg, you're getting the
egg
image.
I'm not nauseated at the thought. I was nauseated at the thought of eating eggs for like 20 years. And now I think, I'll eat an egg. I will not eat a scrambled egg. I don't like the smell. I'll eat a hard-boiled egg. Mm-hmm. And then everybody say, well, you have to eat it runny. I'm not eating a runny egg. Sorry.
Oh, come on, man. Do a little Rocky.
Uh-uh.
I'll call Frank Stallone. I know Frank.
Nope.
No?
Hard-boiled. I want them. I like them hard-boiled.
You are a good egg, my friend.
I just want an egg.
Yeah.
I wish that we didn't have to eat chicken eggs. I wish that we could eat like wild fowl eggs instead, just little eggs, instead of these brain dead, you know, inbred, you know, just broken little animals.
When I was up at Dr. Frank King's place in Asheville, he had quail eggs. And
yeah,
they're little tiny quail eggs, and you could actually crack open. They're so small, and put it in your smoothie raw. And that's actually a good source.
You really think that raw, I mean, I'm not a raw foodist. I know raw food is, I think raw food is important, but I'm not a raw foodist. So it doesn't matter. I mean, we kind of came around with fire in our diets.
True. But I'm just thinking about the denaturation. Can I say a denaturation of certain proteins by heat?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, from some degree, but I went 100% raw for like 6-8 months once, and I lost so much weight. You know how thin I am. I was like 130. I looked like a concentration camp victim, and it was just, I couldn't maintain the weight. Now maybe I was doing
it back to Judaism again.
Right? So, see you go. So some people might say, well, you were doing it wrong. Okay. Maybe.
No.
But all right.
No, raw food is very yinizing. It's very cooling. It's not a tissue. You can get a little fat on your body doing that, but you'll also lose, I think, important inner tissue, mm-hmm. muscular tissue, and some connective tissue. I don't know why raw foodism caught on. We're a few steps above the monkey diet where you just eat raw fruit in the jungle.
Right.
We can't really do that. We need some cooked food. And cooking, by the way, helps unravel complex, long-chained, polypeptides are.
So there are some benefits.
Long-chained polymerized carbon hydrogen. So you break it apart with a little bit of heat. Then you add water so it's hydrolyzed, you know, and then your body can take it in. Cooking is unraveling dense material and making it accessible. I'm not talking about burning.
Sure.
Or, you know, deep frying. Right. You know, water and salt and heat.
Different states of food, food as medicine. And I think what we're talking about is consciously eating and listening to your body. If it's telling you something, sometimes it'll violate your philosophy or what you perceive to be the philosophy. Like, you know, that's why I mentioned Alex Jameson and her journey. And she's doing well. She's much happier. She's listening to her cells rather than denying them based on a philosophy perhaps that may not be appropriate for your body type. So be open, be listening. We're going to take a break here and head on into the weekend with Liam Sheff. And you can check out all the links at robertscottbell.com. If you don't know already, he's the author of Official Stories and a bunch of other cool things as well. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Scott Bell Show.
If you want to get the book by Liam Sheff, go to liamsheff.com. We have it linked up, Official Stories as well. Still as good. In fact, Liam, my son's middle school class at the Montessori program, I had lent Official Stories out, and she absolutely said, as she was giving it back to me, absolutely loved Liam's book. So, and she's a PhD. She's a very smart lady. So,
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So. Official Stories is there on Amazon.com. Please support independent journalism. If you want to buy five or more, just contact me through Facebook or my webpage. You'll get a good discount.
Excellent. Now, I wish RFK Jr. had read it. I don't know if he has, but he's doing some good work out there from the liberal elite family that he's from. What he's calling into question is quite extraordinary on the vaccine front. Acknowledging the mainstream media, meeting with network heads, and they're saying, listen, we rely on 70% of our funding in non-election years, big pharma advertising. And, as he's campaigning against mandatory vaccination without exemption. It's he's shocking. Like he was on with Bill Maher, interviewed by John Stewart some time ago, and the liberal intelligentsia are shocked to hear that if you're injured by a vaccine, you cannot sue the vaccine manufacturers. That is a shock to that group, and I think it causes them to pause for a moment before they go back on the bandwagon and say, well, it doesn't matter, everybody should be vaccinated.
I'm shocked to find gambling going on in this establishment. Mm-hmm. Yes, they don't know. Well, you can't know what you don't read about, can you? I mean, you know, if you don't have any interest in it, you know you're right.
But they dismiss it as conspiracies until RFK Jr. comes out and says this stuff, and then suddenly it has meaning to them.
Why? Because he has the brand name, the family name?
I don't know. You tell me, perhaps.
Yeah, but they like to throw hate at him, too.
Sure.
I mean, he's just willing to take it for some reason.
Well, I think that something welled up in him that said, I cannot take the damage, the injury to these kids. The mercury issue was became very real because he was a real environmentalist, and that's where he was at. He was suing big corps as such and saying, hey, you can't be spewing mercury in the environment. And then, as he tells it, the moms just kept coming up to him at all of his events saying, have you looked at the mercury vaccine issue? Tried to ignore it, and then he looked into it and said, holy tamale. And it was real, and he couldn't deny it. And so he dug into it like he did as an attorney with a good science mind to be able to parse it. And he continued on. His conscience wouldn't let him ignore it.
Right. Holy gefilte fish. Yeah, I saw him speak at the autism conference I went to. That's a tough conference to go to. It really – look, it's devastating. It breaks your heart, you know? Like, cause nobody deserved any of it. It's like everybody's a casualty of the age of petrochemicals.
Right.
And the age of absolutism in science. Oh, we're absolutely correct. Oh, look, we invented poison gas that we used in World War I. Yay. Let's trust all scientists. Yay. We invented the nuclear bomb. Let's trust all scientists. Yay. We, claim that vaccines, you know, fix the diseases that putting in sewage systems fixed. Yay, we're heroes. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to hear from any of the deniers of science and the quacks. But they don't read. I mean, there's just no feeling for history among the scientific elite. They're not historians. And they're not even historians of science. Because if you're an historian of science, you don't even know, you know it's not science. You know it's an offshoot of natural philosophy, which is an outgrowth of really medieval, you know, religion. That's mostly what it is. Mm-hmm. And it follows it lives in the exact same structure as the medieval religious structure.
Well, that's why we have Hoofnagel the Science Cat to the rescue. Do you like what our humble and lovable producer is doing with that? I've been very impressed with him.
Wait a second. No, Producer Don doesn't have anything to do with it. Hoofnagel's a real cat, isn't he?
Well, yes, on some level, it's very true. He's a very real cat, and he's doing very real and important work in calling out the tactics and strategies, if there are any, of those who would deny real science. That's the irony here.
Well, what is, you know, the word science, you know, is either means to cut into pieces, shire, or to know. And the idea that, you know, science says nuclear radiation is fine. Science says a lot of crazy things, you know, and if you don't think that that's true, you can look it up. You can say that nobody's being poisoned by Fukushima. The scientists will agree. They say that, you know, using syphilis, war veterans was a really good thing to do. It
lovely.
Was necessary.
No, but if we anthropomorphize science in this today, Godzilla looks like someone to have sit down and have a nice cup of tea with. Anyway, we're out of time for this week. Liam, thanks for dropping in and chatting with me. Always nice to take it to the weekend with you.
All right. My apologies to the rabbis out there. I was joking.
Yeah, we were just joking. We kid because we love. Thank you to Dr. King. Thank you to Sherry Davis and her son, Cody. And thank you to Liam and Super Don as well. We'll be back Sunday. Power to Heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best best for my immune system that money can buy?
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.